Okay, I want to continue our discussions of Mesillas Yesharim. We're discussing the major topic called Zahiros. Zahiros. What's Zahiros? What does Zahiros mean? We haven't done this in a while. What?
Warnings.
Okay, Zahir. To be Zahir means to be?
Glowing.
First I'll say the way I would translate, then I'll say the English says over here. I would say just to be careful. To be Zahir means to be careful. Right? Zahirot means to be careful. It says here, vigilance. Right? To be vigilant.
And glowing.
I don't think so.
Zahir.
Maybe Zohar is Zahir. Different. So listen to this. I want to just continue this topic by telling you. I heard last night a eulogy from my Rebbe, from a very big Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik. His name is Rav Moshe Wolpin, and when he was discussing my Rebbe, he said an idea that's so central. My Rebbe, in my mind, was the epitome of Zahiros. Every action that he did was like, this is something that's very hard for us to understand. But if you watch him, he was calculated in everything he did. He was calculated in everything he did. When he would see someone, he would light up, his face would light up with a smile, right? When he would learn about smother, his davening, everything was calculated. Where he would go, what he would do, was all thought out. Now, when he described my Rebbe, the midah that he said, and I'm going to say it in Hebrew, and then we'll translate, he said his Tikifut hadat. Tikifut hadat. You know what it means when something is tokif? Takif? So, in most people's lives, and when you think about this, you realize how powerful this is. Our das, our knowledge, our seichel that Hashem gave us, right? How much of a role does it play in our everyday actions? Well, the things that we do, is that a function of our das?
Yeah.
Let's think. When we eat breakfast every morning, okay, so obviously your mind sends the message to your legs to walk to the dining room, to take the food, to eat it, 100%. Your mind is giving the messages to your brain, that's for sure, right? But the question is, there's something called, besides the automatic that we function on, automatically, we wake up, we put on our pants, we do this, we go to davening, we go to breakfast. There's a deeper level called das. That's where a person thinks about, the person thinks, the seicha thinks, we take the moment to think, what do I want to do right now? What does Hashem want me to do right now? I believe, for myself at least, I'm talking to myself, okay, that most of the things, it's a very scary thing when you think about this, most of the things we do, when we eat breakfast every day, when we eat lunch every day, when we go to work in the morning, right, when we learn Torah, when we go to sleep at night, how many times are our actions a function of our das? In other words, how many times do we say to ourselves, what should I be doing right now? Oh, I'm going to go to Second Seder and I'm going to learn. It's the best thing for me right now. I want to connect to Hashem. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to provide for my family. I'm going to make a Kiddush Hashem in the workplace. Or, you know, we do things because we set up a schedule for ourselves. Habits are good. If you get a habit of brushing your teeth every night without thought, that's great. Okay? But habits are also dangerous. Habits are also dangerous because you end up doing a Zel Yonavi's big claim. Mitzvahs anashim lamad. You just do mitzvahs without thought. We're just getting a good vibe, a good role, and we just do it, right? So my Rebbe, what was so special about him is that his das controlled his life. What he did, the decisions, like even the amount he would eat, we spoke about this, even the amount he would eat, was controlled by his brain. When he would eat, how he would eat, how much he would learn, how much he would sleep, right? I don't know if most people, I could talk for myself, when I think about through my daily schedule, how much of it is pre-programmed. In other words, at the beginning of the year, I program, this is my day. I got Seder this Seder, Chavrusa this Seder, Yeshiva this Seder, pick up the kids. My day is pre-programmed, and then I just, okay, go, right? And then I just go for a few months, and then the night before, I got to, okay, this kid needs a doctor appointment, just reprogram, and then go. But how much of our daily schedules are a function of our das, thinking, okay, what do I want to do now, right? I'm thirsty, what kind of drink? How do I serve Hashem now? Make a bracha with kavana. Even when we make brachas, even when we daven, a lot of times it's not a function of our das. It's just we're on automatic, right? Mm-hmm. Does everyone agree with that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Does this sound? I think many people, unfortunately, probably struggle with this, where they think they're doing things because they're thought out. And you could be doing good things, but if it's not a function of your das, right, then you're going to run into trouble. Okay. Now this is very appropriate to this meat of Zahiros. What is Zahiros? Zahiros means to be careful. Be careful, right? In everything we do, how we serve Hashem, if a person is running on automatic, okay, it's going to be very difficult to be careful. This is one of the tricks we learned last time, that Paro made them work. He didn't want the Jews to cry out to Hashem. He made them work so hard. No time to even think in the concentration camps. No time to make a rebellion. Right? Because you're just so worn out, and you're so busy, and you're so tired, you can barely move. How could you think of anything, right? So, but many of us, I speak for myself, even if we're not worn out, tired, and we have beautiful conditions, we have a great life, right? But the life that we live is a function of whatever we pre-programmed, right? How many of us decide, okay, I want to wake up at this time, and I want to go to chakras, and I want to learn, and I want to, when I go home, right, through every moment of our day, before I walk in the door, I want to smile at my family. I want to make this person feel good. I want to call my grandmother and make her feel good. I want to do this. I want to do that. A lot of it, we're just rolling. Even if we call people to say hello, we're not. It's not a function of our das. And once your das is out, once your das, dieting, for example, people eating food, right? What happens? Your das is not in control. A person says, "I want to eat," so you eat. Right? But your das tells you, I heard someone say a joke, his das was out to lunch when he ate. You know, like, the point is, your das is not in control. What should I eat? Oh, I should be eating like a rabbit. Some salad, some carrots, some I don't know what. And instead, you know, delicious sloppy mo's. Yeah? But this is the question, what role does our das play in our life? And this is very scary, because I think if a person really thinks How many times a day his actions are a product of his das? No? If you think about this, what do you say? Yoav? You think for a moment, how many times a day is your actions a product of your das?
Not that often.
Not that often. It's pretty scary. You're right, I pre-programmed myself. When I made the decision to come to Mivaseret, I pre-programmed myself. Then I'm going to have this following schedule, and I'm going to keep it. I'm a good kid, I'll keep my schedule. But how much on a daily basis do we use our das at all to say what I'm doing right now? Very scary. So this concept of zehiras, what does zehiras mean? Zehiras means vigilance. I'm being careful in my life about what I'm doing. If a person is not using their das, it's very hard to be careful, because you're just living. I'm just pre-programmed. How am I? I'm just reacting to the situation, the schedule I set up. There's no. How could you talk about being vigilant if you're not using your das? Right? I'm just living. Should be careful. A lot of times we're reactive. We're reactive to what happens. I pre-program myself. I go as soon as the situation happens. I'm ready. I'm not. My das is out to lunch. And this is, I think, the step one of being careful. It means we have to try and live a life where our das is koveh. I think if every person tries this, try it. Try making a decision with your das. Try thinking, you know, my hands tell me play with the empty yogurt container. My das tells me, it's distracting. It's disgusting. Even it's not even mine. I don't know who touched it or ate it. So. Or anything. Any example. I want to drink. My das tells me. My body tells me get a hot chocolate. What's it called down there? Shvika Wika. What's it called? What's it called, that machine? Shvika. What? Make your own coffee. It's got some fancy name. My das tells me have a cup of water. Right? Who do you follow? I think if every person tries it, you'll find it actually very empowering. If you live your life, I think if a person lives their life with das, if you make a decision or two with das, you're going to see how. You caught it?
Yeah, you got it. It's pretty crazy. You caught it in his fist.
Where is it?
I mean, it's dead now.
Wow. I think that, it's impressive. Okay.
Das.
I think, I don't know if that's not a function of das. That doesn't have to be a function of das. I think if a person makes its decisions with das, they try it once or twice, you'll realize how empowering, when you walk in the halls back to the base medrash, and you're saying, okay, I want to live a life with my das, my actions be a function of my das, you're going to find that it's very empowering. And then it's like, who wants to turn that switch off? Like, what do I want to leave my life up to just rote, when I could be in charge of it? Who doesn't want to be in charge of their life? Why would anybody not want to be in charge of their life?
It's effort, right?
It is effort. It's much easier to have someone else work. But when a person realizes the independence and the beauty of running your life, my das running the show, it's almost like, seriously, I'm going to let go of it and just let myself go? Once you make that switch in your brain, and you're like, I'm my das is in charge, as you're walking, my das is telling me what to do, who wants to, like, let someone else control your life, even if that someone else is you? Just that lower level das, that you understand what we're saying, that rote, who wants to let that control your life when you could be in charge? Who doesn't want to be in charge of their life? What?
I want to be in charge.
You want to be in charge. And once a person gets used to living his life with das, it's a whole new life.
That's almost impossible.
It's difficult. It's very difficult. But I do think, even if we can't live with das every moment, you making fun of my kid?
No, I was making.
I'm joking. Okay. It's
Yali
too. Okay. So, it is difficult. Every second to be on, your das on is difficult. But to train ourselves more and more and more. Right now, most people probably do it. How many times a day would you say?
Myself?
Not you. We don't want to make it personal. We learned yesterday. We don't want to make things personal.
Oh.
Okay? How many people, not like that, how many people, on a daily basis, how many decisions do you make as a function of your das? I think between this and this, right?
Two?
I think that's a lot. That's impressive. Half a decision a day. Is that crazy?
Half of my decisions.
Avi, is that crazy?
I know.
How many decisions you make a day? Hundreds of decisions a day, right? Where to go, more, where to go, what to do, when to smile, when to eat, when to, everything, right? I'm not talking about involuntary actions like breathing, but how many decisions you make a day? Thousands a day? And how many of those? And Ash is trying to be honest, and he's overestimating, and he's saying about two of those decisions
I'm going to be honest, I do a lot of things.
Okay, so you said two.
Like you said, half of all the things I
do. Oh, half of all the things you do.
That's
impressive.
I do completely unscheduled things.
Okay.
Do you understand what half? That means 500 things.
I have very little.
That's impressive.
My alternate lifestyle.
That is very impressive.
That's
okay?
More than impressive. That's like impossible.
Well, he has an
all you
lifestyle.
Have to do is not have a routine.
You do.
Okay.
And
you
have to plan
a decision
as you
make a day.
Okay, okay, okay. But the question.
What if you plan to wake up for Shacharis tomorrow morning? That's not impressive.
Like I said.
If you plan to make up for Shacharis tomorrow morning and you say, yeah, I'm going to sleep right now, and I want to have a good night's sleep, Hashem, please let me sleep well so I can wake up tomorrow invigorated. That's das. And in the morning when you walk into shul, you say to yourself, right now I'm going to shul, and I'm going to dive into Hashem. That's das. And when you walk by someone, you're like, I want to make this guy feel good. You smile at it. I'm not saying you have to become a robot. That's not. But at least we should use our brains. Okay, my friends are going out to town to walk up and down and say, what's up to 6 billion people in the freezing cold? Let me use my das. Is that what I want to do now or not? You know what I'm saying? Like... Maybe yes. Okay? All right. But this is... No, seriously. If we have to be honest, how many decisions a day you make with das?
I did this morning.
That's very scary. It's very scary. We're living our life. We're driving the car of our life, right? With zero das. Okay, we pre-programmed the route. You know? But if you take GPS in Israel, you know what happens if you're not careful? No joke. If you miss the sign that says no, you know, entry for Israeli citizens is dangerous. Yeah, like they have in a lot of these villages. Even though the Arabs stroll up and down my neighborhood all the time. Okay, but if you miss one of these signs, you drive to one of these neighborhoods because you're following a GPS because that's the shortest route to get to wherever. You're in big trouble, right? So you may pre-program your route, but here it's even more important. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why das is even more important. You want to hear why it's even more important?
Yeah.
My GPS muscle is wrong. I'll tell you why. It's a mushroom I told you guys last time. It's a mushroom I told you guys last time. Remember I told you the mushroom about Karbanos, the kid?
Nope.
Kid, the Karbanos, the flowers.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Okay? The kid every day brings his mom flowers, right? He rips up some grass, puts it in a cup, and gives it to her. She's so touched. Beautiful. Even though her husband buys her beautiful roses, right? She's touched. And then what happens? The kid's like, oh, I can't really do it. Oh, mom, here you go. And let's say it becomes programmed. The kid pre-programs himself every Friday, makes the delivery of flowers, right? But there's no das involved. There's no thought involved. There's no meaning involved. It's just natural. The husband goes to the store to buy groceries. He picks up flowers. He drops off the groceries on the counter. He drops the flowers on the counter. Is that meaningful? If we live a life of serving Hashem without das, see, GPS says, oh, you'll get to the right direction. But Torah is not about getting there. Torah is about the journey with Hashem. Being with Hashem, living with Hashem, serving Hashem, having a relationship with Hashem, right? So just getting there, pre-programming my day, I'll do this, this, this. It'll help you for sure. Learning a lot of Torah, staying away from bad things will help you for sure. But the point of the journey is to be with Hashem. If your das is absent, how can you connect to Hashem? Your das is not there. You need your das. right? Involved. The more your das is involved, the more you connect to Hashem. So the GPS muscle is off. Das is so essential for our journey, because it's our, especially with doing mitzvahs, it's not just about getting there. Right? There's something much deeper to it. Okay. That's a lot to digest, but I think people should, maybe we're going to go into Mrs. Jum tomorrow because it's getting late, but I think people should think and realize how scary it is, how little of our day is done based on Das. And try. Once or twice, you're right, it's scary. To always be involved in Das is scary because it's work. Your brain is, we're not necessarily used to the wheels in our brain turning so much. Right? What's that?
Everything's done here.
You're right. Okay. So I don't know, pointing out there is a flip side. I'm not saying a person should become like this guy who like can't do anything because he's not sure. Do I have to go to the bathroom? Do I have to go to the bathroom? What does my das say to me? I'm agreeing that should I go here? Should I go there? You're right. You shouldn't spend all day philosophizing about what you should be doing. But the point is, try once or twice today as you're walking down the hall. Or as you're thinking about, like, should I disturb this year by talking about some stupidity or not? You know what I'm saying? Like, as you're existing, as you're living today, try once or twice. I want to live with my das. And see how it feels. I think it's very powerful. And this is the first step for Zahirus. Zahirus means being careful. You cannot be careful if you're